שנויס כתב בישרח את מן הסחוי כמין הכעס. See, that's when he spoke about that earlier. He said, "Ois dal was a chaimin on the tzonus, and ois vav was a chaimin akas." Near the lashon over there was the israch min a gaiva tachas a richuk, v'chein a min a chaniflus, v'chein a meshekar min a bakaza, v'chein min a litzonus, v'chein a rechilus, v'chein min a kas. He says it again. He adds a kenetz over here, which he didn't say before. Ki vavalbo bruchay v'daitcha shalodim. Because it creates bilbula ruach, it creates a bilbula das. Before he just said a person should be misrach. Now the Rosh adds in Lakuda, he says that a person should be. The problem is bilbul. It's bilbul. I was listening to a in the world of Kelm, like, the greatest avodah was menuchas hanefesh. I once saw a hesped for Blazer Levine. Ram Chaim Levine, Shlita's father, he was the rabbi in Detroit. He was the head of the Bezdin there. He was the head of the Bar Rabbonim. When he was if there, somebody was made that he was there for 50 years. He was a rabbi for over 50 years. Never once saw him getting angry. Never once looked losing control of himself. See, he said once when he was one time he had a comment. This is when he lived in Kelm. He says he spent 7 years working on Menuchas HaNefesh. Spent 7 years working on Menuchas HaNefesh. So there was never a moment where he wasn't in control. Now, you can imagine a person who was ahead of a Bada Rabbanan, and you know, what he had to deal with. And I'm not talking about, you know, say, Baruch Hashem, you know, Akshadora, maybe, you know, but you know, we're talking about he had to deal with, you know, he was nifter 15 years ago, 20 years ago, more than that, probably 20 years ago. I'm still telling, so I'm here 17 years ago. It's good 25 years ago, he's nifter. So imagine he started there, right, you know. What he had to deal with to change a city into the Mokum of Torah, etc. What he had to deal with, he never once lost his cool. But the Rosh says because the problem with Kaas, there's a problem with Kaas, Betz is a problem with Kaas, there's two problems with Kaas. You have Kaas itself as a problem. He says, but there's an underlying problem is you lost control. And once you lost control, who knows what you're going to do? You know, we all have the head. I mean, I don't know, I can't speak for you. I've had the experience many times in my life, and maybe some of you have that experience also, where we got a little bit upset, and we said something which we really wish we hadn't said. We wish we could take those words back. Or we didn't do something we wish we had done, because we weren't, you know, not that they say all out of anger, just you lost the vision of everything you need to keep in mind. Whatever you're dealing with, because Moshe Rabbeinu is Bola Chol Kas, Bola Chol Tois. Moshe Rabbeinu, so Kabbal Chomer, Ben Menoshe Kabbal Chomer by us. It's such a musig, and the Torah, you know, points it out that the godless of our Torah is that we're able to. Moshe was able to point that out. Rashi one time said over that Telz wasn't Menuchas HaNefesh. Telz was Seder. So he said that, you know, but he says that he sees that Seder. The Alta tells the Rav was like you do with the Mishun of the Kekach of Seder. That says the Kekach of Seder Betzim means that a person is in control. That means that at any given moment a person can use the meter that he needs to use when he needs to use it. Because if I'm in control, I can pull this here, I can pull that there, I can pull whatever I need to pull when I need it. And I can have the Seder to figure out what I need to pull. They once asked the Biskar Rav, this is, you know, to describe his father in time. So, you know, was he a warm person? Not a warm person. Like, well, so he said, Reb Chaim, his father was the Tata's Geben, whatever the Torah wanted him to be at that point in time, that's what he was. He wasn't like, he didn't, we picture Rav Amino was a nice guy, you know? Like, so, you know, that was his Mida. And Yaakov was Avraham Avinu was a person who was misbeinan in the Hanhaga of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He dared that the very Olam is doing with the world of Midas of Chesed, and he made it his life's work to master the Midas of Chesed. And it was time not to use Chesed. He was able to do that too. It didn't wasn't you know he's naturally a nice guy. That wasn't the point. The point was he did what he had to do. The challenge which we have is when we lose control. When we lose control, then we're not going to be what we want to be when we're supposed to be it. So that's my kas. So kas, we relate to that. He's mechadesh by schoik also. Now, you know, the fine line between the world of simcha and the world of schoik is a challenging, you know, is a challenging question. As a Pesach, I get the question once in a while. I get the question, you know, maybe less than I used to get it. I'll figure out why in a second, right? So there's a din by the Hilchos Nidah by Yekel Reshimo. Like, what's called the Kalos Resh? I haven't gotten that question lately. I'm assuming that everybody now knows the right Kav, exactly where to, how much to go and how much to go. Remember, I asked this question when I was recently married, I asked this question. I asked this question to two different people. And one person told me, he says, the best way he described it is, as long as you're not rolling on the floor from laughter, it's okay. That was his, that's how Yekel Resh. Another person said that you don't make any jokes in the house at all. There is a musig that a person has to have the ability to do the simple. A person that was able to. Rava started his share with the musig of the Ridikus. The world of simple is the Gavald of the world. So how do you know when you walked over the line from simple to schaik? When you're not in control. The Rosh is saying that the definition of schaik is mevav baruch v'dait shalava. You know, sometimes you say, you know, a good line is a good line that goes back another line. The next thing you know, you're not thinking whether you should be saying this line or not. And it happens to be, it's a pastime of Yeshiva Baruch, because Baruch Hashem, they're sharp. And they have good lines to say. And some of the lines are taka rezi kishmak, and I mean, they're really taka kishmak line, but you shouldn't say it. So why do they say it? They're nice people. They care. They're not careless people, because you lost yourself. It wasn't the first line that you said usually. It was round three is when you really get going. You know, I mean, some guys are very good at the first. I usually take me up three rounds, but you know, some guys are very good at the first shot. But the Rosh says that schoik is mevav baruch v'dait shalava, and at the time you see it. You know, the person. You know, I'm not thinking. Thinking intelligently, and I asked, why did I say that? Okay, this is totally on the side. Good lines are good lines, but one of the things I talk with the chassam, and I always tell them, is, not with your wife. Your wife is not a yeshiva bachur, she's not a kibbutz, she's not, you know. I give them the following mashal, just as a side issue. Is imagine you're working for somebody, and you have a very good relationship with them. You know, and you joke around once in a while. You walk into the office, and he says a line. Line. Now, chances are 99% that he didn't mean anything. It was a good line. You know, but he checked you a little bit. But you're an employee. You walk out of the. Is he upset at me? Is there an issue? And you're going to play that over like 15 times because you're an employee. And you're totally in there. Like, maybe I'll be ready. What's it going to be? Like, there's a whole layer of thought process which is going to happen because of the relationship. That's the husband and the wife. You can't do it because you understand. You know, you think it's good. You just met the teaser. You know, just, you know, yeah, the supper's late tonight. You just met a joke. You know, she's always at the time of supper. She's you're upset at me? Like, she doesn't say it, she's thinking it. So that's just an aside, I mentioned it, that's the first half of the Rosh. Second half of the Rosh, I'll just read it and we'll talk about it more tomorrow, Baruch Hashem. V'sheyava tomei l'yotzer be'ahavo. A person will then move from there into the world, being nisrach from schoik and kas, he's able to over the Kadosh Baruch Hu be'ahavo. That's the one point. V'shel yoniach davar lasos me'inyan zois hatakam. And the rush for his eyes, that you shouldn't leave anything off from doing from this takana. What takana is he talking about? So we'll talk about it tomorrow.